All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it might be cold outside. We're hot, as you can tell. Inside, hot as it can be. Next thing you know, we're just going to drop the hammer, and we're going to have a good week on The Usual
yes.
Suspects.
We got a hammer in within 15 seconds. That's going to be a good day, boys.
I was getting ready to go to work, and the TV was on. And his son's been doing them a little bit. But all of a sudden, I look up, and he's got the sledgehammer in his hand in the middle of some rural highway.
Oh, no.
And he's just ready to go.
Like father, like son, huh?
And he's like, anytime you need any kind of money, a hammer number, $586,432. I'm like, okay, we get it. Just take him over $500,000.
Right, they do give a very specific number. And 73 cents. Yeah. You're like, why do you have to add the cents, bro? It's just you're just hammering them. Let it go.
Yeah, it's just so I saw him. Too funny. Like, oh my God, it was stuck in my head. Because then there's another guy that does a screaming as well, just not with the hammer involved. And I'm going, man.
Mattress Mac?
No.
He doesn't scream as much as he used
no,
to. He used to be a big screamer.
And he's told me because he wants to target more of the millennial audience. That's why his daughters, if you notice, are very much more involved in the commercials now.
Oh, really?
So he puts the blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls out there instead, the females, instead of a lot of Mac.
I got it.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
All right, so we've got lots to talk about here because we'll check in on everybody's weekend. But when I see a John Deere tractor and your new car in your backyard and then find out they were both stuck, I'm going to need more details.
Okay, so it was time. I haven't mowed my yard since November.
Wow.
I just left it. I was just like, and here's why. This is a little trick.
I think it's been October.
I'm not going to, oh, really? So a little trick, and I'm not going to like go into detailed lawn talk, I promise, because I know how you guys feel, but this is worth the ride. So like my grass got a really bad fungus going into the fall / winter. And a lot of times that'll just stunt the growth of the grass. It'll come back, so I still have to get rid of it. But I just left it because I was like, oh, good. I don't have to mow all winter now because that fungus just takes over and basically won't let your grass grow. So I was like, cool. So, you know, it's been real rainy and everything too. And it was just time, man. Like it needed to be mowed and edged and weed-eated and my flower beds looked terrible. I hadn't done anything. So I told my wife, this weekend I'm knocking it out. So I get the mower out and I mow. No problems. Now, I forgot the most important part. My wife was leaving for the day. And as you guys know, I've told you, I have those ditches and it's hard to mow. And sometimes my mower gets stuck and I would just back the truck up, hook it up with a chain and pull it out and onward I'd go. Well, I don't have a truck anymore. I have my car and no way to tow with it. So my wife leaving goes, don't get stuck when you mow on the way on. And I said, what am I, an idiot? Of course I'm not going to get stuck. I know what I'm doing, woman. She leaves. I'm mowing front yard. I'm at one of the when I first started, I'm at one of the ditches. Immediately I get stuck. But it's right by the driveway, so I just hook the chain up, and I basically pull it out myself. I just pull it up the embankment a little bit. It took me, 15 minutes. I mean, I may have torn my shoulder out of socket, but I got it out. No problems. No big deal, right?
And you got your workout for the day.
And I definitely got my workout for the day. So then I'm mowing the rest of the yard, and I get all done. And there's this area in my backyard that's a lot of trees. And in under those trees is really nothing. Like weeds grow and underbrush. There's not a lot there. So when the winter comes, it all dies off, and it's kind of, low. And so I'm mowing. And I get to that edge over there, and I notice that it's all weeds, right? Now, I will say this. The yard was a little damp. It was moist in some spots, especially low spots in the yard, but nothing crazy. Like, my mower didn't get stuck in the yard. But I get this patch of weeds. I'm like, I'm not going to weed eat this. I'll just mow it. So I go off the grass into the area where the trees are, thinking, no big deal. I haven't nothing. As soon as I just pull in, and I just start to sink, and it's just mud. And I was like, damn it. So now I'm stuck. And immediately I'm like, well, she's going to laugh her ass off when I tell her I got the mower stuff.
Like, the minute Nora said that, I'd have been like, I'm doing this another day. No. Because the jinx factor was like,
no, I literally was like, what am I, an idiot? Like, I'm just, you know, I'm cocky. I'm like, no, no way. No, no way. No way. I got real cocky with it. No. So as soon as I sink, I'm like, oh, damn. But I was like, okay, let me go look at the car. There's got to be a tow hook on the Accord somewhere.
You don't have a hitch, right?
No, they're not on the Accord, no. So now my wife has a Nissan Rogue, but it doesn't have a hitch. And I looked under there, and it really has nowhere to hook up to. But I thought, I'll just do this with my car, easy peasy, no big deal. So I get the car, and I finally find the tow. There's a tow hook on front of the right front driver, right front wheel. So I was like, cool. So I pull up to the lawnmower, hook up my chain, hook it up to the back. And I start to back out, and the front of my car just goes and just sinks into the mud of my grass. It was, and I was just like, "You got to be bleeping me right now! Are you serious?" And I'm just, and I'm trying to rock it. I'm like, drive reverse, right. Drive reverse. And the more I do that, the front bottom part of my car was touching the ground. Oh. That's how low my tires went into the earth. I was like, oh my God. Like, you can literally see from the picture on Twitter, at Barry is funny if you want a good chuckle. Just like, there's no clearance. So now I'm like, oh my God, I'm screwed. And the car's so low to begin with, I can't really put any boards or anything on like right. that. So now I'm like, not only is the mower stuck. By the way, all of this is taking place in the middle of my backyard.
With darkness upon you, right?
With darkness approaching, I am in the backyard and my car is stuck. I'm like, this could not have been worse. And so my wife said she would call me on the way home to see what I wanted for dinner. So I'm immediately like panic mode, right? I'm like, oh my God. So then I get her car and I'm like, I got to get my car out. So I back her car up. But not all the way into the grass, right? And then yeah. I've got this really long, pretty sturdy rope. So I tie it around. I double up the rope to double the strength of it around the back of my car. And then I hook it to her car. I'm like, I'm going to pull my car out with her car.
Now, is she guiding your
no,
car?
No, she's not here. Oh, God, no. I'm trying to get all this done before she gets home so she doesn't know.
Wait, oh, so she God. Left without her car?
Her sister picked her up. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Her sister had picked her up. So I'm like, I got to get this out before she gets home. And I got to hear, I told you so for weeks on end, right? Also, she had told me, don't trade in the truck. I would regret it, especially when my mower gets stuck. And I was like, no way. So this is the worst possible scenario for this. So I get her car, I back up, hook everything up, and I go to take off. And immediately I notice the tires spin and it starts to sink. I was like, nope, I unhooked it. I backed it up. I got that out. I parked that son of a gun. I was like, okay, that's it. It's just stuck. It's just going to, I don't know. So then I go to YouTube. Now, this was fascinating to me. So I'm like, okay, there's got to be, I'm sure there's videos on YouTube about how to get a car unstuck. There's got to be. And there are. And I will tell you, rednecks are the most ingenious people you've ever seen. Go Google how to get a car unstuck on YouTube. It's fascinating. So this one guy has a BMW in his backyard that's stuck. I guess he was doing something dumbass like I was. And he takes a towel and he wraps it through the tire, through the spokes, and ties it in a knot. So it's basically like he makes a chain, like a loop.
Or a speed bump.
Yeah, like a chain. And then he puts a board under the tire, backs up. Car goes out. I'm like, there's no way I'll pull that off. First of all, there's no room under the front tires to make that happen, to get a grip. Then I see this redneck dude's in a truck that's stuck somewhere, and it says, how to get your truck unstuck. They took a 2x4 and they cut it to about 2.5-3 feet. Mm-hmm. Now, they then took some tie downs, some straps, and strapped it to the tire on the outside. And then use that, and then every time the tire would rotate, the outside of the 2x4 that was sticking out like a swanger
right.
would just grip the dirt and then spin. And I was like, oh, my God. There's no way I could do that either, though. This car is too low to the ground. There's no clearance for any of that. It's not going to happen. So I'm out of ideas, and I have to resort to Facebook.
Oh, no.
So I go to my neighborhood Facebook page.
All the people that hate you for torching them throughout the year. Tell now my you want wife. Them to come to your rescue.
Bro, my very first thought is, boy, I regret being a dickweed to all these people.
Yes.
Now, I am going to hear it now. Mr. Smartass of the neighborhood needs help. Oh, boy. So I'm just like, hey, guys, my car is stuck, and I would appreciate it if you would hurry and help me before my wife gets home. Please, anybody, please, please, please. So I'm begging on Facebook, and immediately, like, two people are like, we can help. So one lady posts that she would help, and then another lady's like, my husband has a winch. And I was like, oh, that's exactly what I need because it can be done from a distance. Yep, you ain't got to get out there in the middle of the yard. So I'm like, yes, please. So I'm like, hopefully they get home before Nora does. So they say they're on their way. And then I look down and I have a missed call. And it's Nora. And I call her. And I'm like, hey, boo, where are you at? She's like, well, I just picked up dinner. I was like, oh, damn it. They're on the way. They're close. I was like, well, remember how you told me not to get stuck? She goes, you got the mower stuck. I was like, no. I mean, yeah, but I got my car stuck. She's like, what? I was like, you'll see when you get home. First words out of her mouth, dumbass. Like, immediately, not, oh, no.
Are God we gonna, love her for that.
Just walks in, looks out. Look, I mean, you could just, you know, you could see it all. She's just dumbass. I was like, yeah, pretty much. So, but the guy shows up. He's in a Jeep 4x4 with a winch on the front. And then the winch gets stuck and he can't get it to work. I'm just going, oh, my God. There's nowhere to hook up on a Honda Accord. Nowhere. There are no tow hooks on the back. There's no nothing. So we basically just had to find two spots. I mean, I was like, God, I hope this doesn't pull my wheels off.
You tip the guy?
No, he's just a dude in the neighborhood. I said, do you drink? I'll buy you a beer. I'll buy you a 12-pack.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
18, 19
Do you
want
the
Diet
Patriots?
Cokes?
I'll buy you a whore. Whatever. I'll do whatever it takes.
And 19 but he Diet was cool. Cokes, and then you could just barter the deal back to Nick.
It took forever, but we got the car unstuck, but it was dark.
Yeah.
So they left.
And so I know the mower's still there. You got headlights on the mower?
The mower is still stuck.
There right now.
But, right now. Right now. It is getting rained on probably right now. And now I'm like, oh, so it's supposed to rain. So it's never coming out. It's just now it's a part of the yard. It's now I'm just going to, you know, put some bird seed on it. And it's now the world's most expensive bird feeder because that's my life.
It's going down in quicksand. All right.
So, yeah, that was my yesterday. I got no yard work done. I mean, I got it mowed, but that's it.
I went to YouTube, too, but mine was successful.
And by the way, I posted all this, like, on Facebook and Twitter to have some fun and so people could have some fun. Yeah. And I will say most people had fun with it. But there are just some people out there that just make me hate to do stuff like that. I think people laugh at it and think it's funny, and I'm glad. But there's those few people that don't know how to
filter it when understand
like,
the
like
the
people
magnitude
like well,
what
you
going through.
Like they weren't even there, but they're telling me what I should have done.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you have no idea what the circumstances and the situation was. Why are you just being a dick? Like, just don't comment. Like, keep it moving. That part I was just like, oh my God,
the know-it-alls thing.
There was like four or
hell.
Five different people between Facebook and Twitter where I just wanted to be like, God,
I was just
going to
tag Nick and say, karma for garden talk is a bitch. And just leave it right there.
It really was.
All right, we're going to keep rolling. Hey, if you want to join the show, it's just getting started. 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. And before we head to the break, I do want to tell you about the Houston Rockets. They're back in town tonight. They're hosting the Atlanta Hawks, and they've got a deal going on right now that you might be interested in because not only do they play the Hawks and you want to see Trae Young and he was in the skills competition and and you want to welcome the Rockets back onto the floor here at Toyota Center, but they got a great deal. For as low as $29, you can get a mix and match Monday ticket presented by Li Ning. It's one free bottle of beer, water, or soda, one free popcorn or hot dog, and one free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirt along with a ticket to the game. Starting as low as $29, how do you beat that? And you get to see the Rockets at home. It's a fantastic deal. And of course, if you're looking for something to do and you're a dog lover like we are, all you got to do is look to this Saturday. It's the 7th annual Houston Rockets Dog Walk presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, benefiting the Herman Park Conservancy. You can have a great event, bring your dog, choose between two different walking trails, a one-mile walk around McGovern Lake and the Jones Reflection Pool, or a 2.75-mile walk around the heart of Herman Park. Either way, you get a T-shirt, a goodie bag, and a ticket to an upcoming Rockets game. It's all fantastic stuff, and the information for both of them, simple as this, just go to Rockets.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What are you...
You can go to hell,
what
sir.
What is this, weird Nick Yankovic? You, I mean, you're making up parody songs? That's fantastic.
You can go to hell.
Why? It's appropriate considering you got your tractor
stuff. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
I hate
fantastic.
You so much.
Where do you find a song like this?
This is hilarious. That's on his playlist.
Parodies are the best.
You know Nick's a big country dancer, so.
Sound of the mud.
Sound of the mud.
Sound of the mud.
Oh, my God.
The thunder of mud.
I'm having flashbacks right now. This is so bad. And what the worst part of all of it was driving to work the whole day or the whole morning. It was just clack, 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 from all the mud flying off of my tires. That was awful. It was awful.
I was going to say, from the Midwest perspective, you were kind of on board with what we would do, but most of our stuff was ice and snow related. But you use the 2x4, and in some cases, you put it under the tire with old floor. You save your old floor mats from your old cars.
Someone said that. Floor mats work. Do they really?
It really, between the, you need the stability of the board, the grip of the floor mat, and as it meets the rubber of the tire, you can get out.
I saw one video where they just said floor mats, and I laughed. I thought, ha, you dumbass. You're not getting tricking me into putting my floor mats in there for no reason. But that works, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be so damned.
That's the kind of stuff we learned just growing up.
I told Nora I've got to get some one-inch plywood. That at least I could slide that under my tire. Honestly, a 2x4 would have never fit under my front tire. But I could have slid some plywood under there and probably, you know, wedged it in or some way and got it out.
Are you familiar with, like, especially when I was in the West, up in Oregon, because you get the rain, snow, and ice.
Yeah.
They sell the tires with the studs built in. So the little metal studs.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of half wrapped in rubber. So not really good for like all year round driving on them.
But
people put those on in the wintertime simply because that also assists anytime you get stuck.
Well, I'll tell you, my big takeaway from all this is twofold. One, I am going to put a trailer hitch on Nora's Rogue. And
smart.
Two, I am going to buy me a get-along and a portable winch. I'm going to get both of those.
Why don't you just get an old, beat-up diesel that you never drive?
Because I don't... For what? To get my track, well, my lawnmower unstuck?
No. Well, you're obviously, you're dumb enough to get it stuck twice a month.
twice a week? Are you kidding me? I did think about getting a four-wheeler, just to have a four-wheeler.
That's
and then
cool.
I could have used that.
And it's fun.
But I don't have a really... I mean, my garage is full of lawn equipment, so I have no place to put a four-wheeler. So
I mean, you would have think to swap with it as out. Big as the golf course in your backyard is...
Oh, my God. Here
would
we
have
go.
Enough... To be able to...
No, there's no golf courses in Cut and Shoot.
I mean, you have the area. You just let it grow out. Like you said, you haven't been cutting the lawn. But, I mean, if you take it down to the right length, the rough will be at a good level. And
I see what you did there.
You can do that.
No. No. But I am, like, if I'm open to suggestions to any of the rednecks out there listening, because I know that they know a lot about portable winches.
I feel like the winch is, like, the best investment, right?
Yeah. Well, I saw one that you can actually attach to a trailer hitch. So, like, it just slides in, and it's got this plate, and then you buy a little portable. Like, I saw one that was, like, a 12-volt, which I was like, oh, that's perfect, because then I don't need a you know, plug it into the battery or anything like that. So I got to find something like that, though, that I can just hook up and, you know.
Well, listeners, get on it.
That and then somebody had mentioned a get-along, and I was like, what the hell is a get-along? So I looked it up. Oh, that's what I also need. A get-along would work. Because I thought, with all the trees I have, I could just attach a get-along to one of those trees and get it out. So I thought, okay, I'm on it now. I've got, this is never going to happen again. Oh boy, did I just jinx myself.
Yeah, you did.
So that's
where
I'm at
now. I'm telling you, the YouTube thing works, but mine was in a different way. So without getting into too many details, we had two of our dogs decided to have a little issue over the course of the last week.
Uh-huh.
So now there's a little bit of a kind of a competition going on in terms of marking some territory.
Oh, they're right? Peeing?
Yeah, so in the house. So I'm making sure all rooms that have carpeting and everything else, the doors are shut at night.
Right.
We had a little mishap with all that on Saturday night going into Sunday morning that I was more than ticked off about because they happened to use my closet.
Oh, no.
So I was not happy, right?
Right.
So last night, about 9 o'clock, Lisa and the baby are in bed and the Oscars are on. And I'm like, okay, I'm going around the house and I'm making sure all the doors are shut because I'm not dealing with this anymore, right?
Right.
Well, we have a small bedroom that Lisa calls her makeup room so that when she gets up, she just doesn't wake me up by doing all the stuff in our room. She goes in there. She's got all of her work clothes. She's got a big makeup mirror. She's got all that stuff, right? So she had been in there all day cleaning that out. So it's way in the back of the house, right next to our laundry room. So I'm just like, okay, I'm checking everything. Everything's good. Everything's shut. We're all good. All of a sudden, I'm like, hello? And I'm going, is someone in the room? What? And so I go back in there. I go, can I ask you? And I get to be her for a second. I'm like, babe, wake up. Wake up. She's like, I just fell asleep. I go, okay.
That's what you get.
Yep. And this one may be important. Did you by chance at all play with the doorknob or do anything with the door while you were cleaning your closet? She's like, why would you ask me that question? And you'd wake me up for that? I go, oh, there's more. Wait, there's more. I go, because right now your makeup room is lock, stock, and barrel locked up and there ain't nobody in it. And she's like, you're joking, right? She goes, I can't go to work without that. I was like, well, guess what? You better call work now. Otherwise, I need to get on this. So obviously, you look at the doorknob, and you know there's a small hole in the front of it. And I'm like, okay. So it turns out Taylor was in there messing around while Lisa was on. And she was like, Mommy, let me help you. And Lisa was putting stuff on the doorknob. In the process, Taylor's playing with the lock, doing all these things, and shut the door at the end when they walked out of the room and locked up. So I call her dad. Her dad's like, just get an ice pick. And there's like a little button in there. Uh-huh. It's like a trip trigger. So I got my toolbox out and I'm going and I go, okay, so I had Allen wrenches too that fit right in there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, one way or another, I'm going to be able to trip something that's going to do it. So after about 20 minutes, I'm like, I'm not getting the button. I'm not finding the trip, right? The button.
Uh-huh.
So I get on YouTube and they said, no. It's not a button. It's a slot like for a flathead screwdriver. But that hole is really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
So I start going back off of YouTube. Then I go and I figure out that Target had these little mini screwdriver kit, but they're out. But then Walmart, thank God, says they have them and they have them in stock. So 9:30 at night, and I'm in Wally World trying to find the screwdrivers. Come back. And here's the kicker. Lisa lets Taylor get up. So I come home and Taylor comes out of the bedroom and goes, Daddy, I'm helping. I was like, okay, cool. So she's with me. I'm sitting there. And literally within 5 minutes, I had it open. The minute it opens, I hear the pitter-patter sprint of my daughter run down and go, Mommy, I did it. I got the lock open, took care of everything. Daddy may have helped, but I got it.
I'm like, she really took credit for it.
I looked at
her
and I go, young lady, are you taking credit for that? She goes, yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? But hey, God bless YouTube. I figured it out quickly with a little help.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. I knew about the little hole in there, and I couldn't remember what it was, but yeah, that's usually how you'll get it.
In a lot of houses, on the top of the door frame, they leave like a tool, and that tool is supposed to be just for that purpose of being able to pop the lock. And of course, we bought the house, and they never left the tool, so I was kind of screwed.
Yeah, because there is a little, like we used to just leave them above
the
door.
That's what I'm saying, above the door
frame. And so they didn't have any?
Nothing. Nope.
They probably like put them in a drawer and then throw
probably
them away.
Probably like, let them deal with that. So there you go. So I got a new screwdriver set.
That happens.
Yeah. And then also, I wasn't sure what to get. So I also bought like, they have like files and stuff. I can see why people are criminals because they sell the files to pick locks with. So I bought that in case I needed something different. If the screwdrivers didn't work, I can take it back because I didn't open that package. But I was like, looking at all this stuff going, no wonder why people break into
It's too easy to get the stuff, right?
It's a piece of cake.
Hey, you know what else is a piece of cake? Getting cash back when you use GetUpside. That's a piece of cake. There's this new app I'm using. It's called GetUpside. It is a free download, absolutely free download in the iTunes store, the Google Play store. You can get it on your phone. It's like install took me less than 2 minutes. And you can start getting cash back on the stuff you buy immediately. You got to fill up today? Go ahead and download GetUpside right now before you leave for work. Now, here's the deal. Use promo code Barry, and I'm going to tell you why this is important to use promo code Barry. On your first fill up, you're going to save a lot, depending on which gas station you choose. I know for me, I've made my wife download this app because I'm into saving money. And she ended up getting 30 cents a gallon cash back using my promo code. Your mileage may vary. You may not get that much, but you're going to get a lot. I promise you that. And it's totally worth it. So GetUpside, promo code Barry. Starts getting cash back. There's over 500 gas stations around town that you can use this app at to save money. I mean, there's a Shell station. I'm looking at it right now on my phone. There's a Shell station right down the road here. 12 cents a gallon cash back that I can get. You can get like 25% cash back on food, up to 35% depending on the location. Wendy's, Burger King, Popeyes, stuff you're going to actually eat at, you can get cash back. And if you're getting 25% and over four lunches, that's a free lunch. You can't beat that, can you? You like cash back, use Get Upside, put in promo code Barry when you do it, and start getting that cash back right now. It's super easy to use. You can search areas in and find out where you want to eat or where you want to get gas and get cash in your pocket. One more time, it's called Get Upside. Make sure you use that promo code Barry. Get that extra savings on gas. Thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Joel, and the fake-ass farmer, Barry Laminack, who doesn't know the difference between a get-along and a come-along unless his little doggie was out in the back 40 trying to get them out of the mud. So, we've had some people that sharper than
I want to just...
Are you going to trust this guy's lawn care advice now going forward?
Look, I'm not I'm not a redneck. I don't know.
You can't.
I could have sworn I said come-along the first time. But if I said get along, then that was wrong. It's come along.
I heard get along, too.
Okay. When my come along didn't get along, the little doggy couldn't get me out the mud.
Thank you to Kyle and thank you to Chris. They were the only two people that really cared enough to correct me. No one else cared that much. But I'm glad we got it straight for those two so they can carry on with their day. It's called a come along. No, come along.
It's called a what?
Come along.
Well, glad we got that straight now.
Yeah, I just don't care. I'm going to get one and whatever. Don't save it. Nick's in there frantically saving.
Right now he is.
Oh, my God.
It's funny because I saw your
tweet. You are so childish. You are so childish. I hope your eyeball falls out. The one that's all red and weird looking, I hope it falls out. I really do. Huh?
I was going to say, I saw your tweet, but along with your tweet, I also saw another tweet that I want to get to. But you know what? Troy just popped up. You want to talk about a guy that's got the proper voice to get you a little get along to your come along. Troy will tell you, Barry, exactly what's up. Troy, what's going on?
Oh, Jesus.
Troy, what's up?
I'm about to drive off the road laughing. So unless you got some horses and you're trying to get them to move,
Shut up, Troy. Shut your mouth, Troy. You shut your stupid mouth when you talk to us.
I knew that.
I've never called in and been critical, but I am down. You said get along. Like, what the hell? Is he trying to get some horses?
I'm a city boy, Troy. Okay, I'm telling you rednecks got it all figured out. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm dying. But yes, to answer your question, they do make a 12-volt winch that you can put on the back of your receiver hitch, and it will actually plug into your light connection, and it's got a remote control where you can do everything off the road like you're wanting to, sir.
And that'll get my mower and my tractor out with no problem, right? It'll handle like 3,000 pounds, right? About 1.5 tons.
They've got them up to about 3,000, 4,000 pounds. I've got a 3,500 pound on the front of my Suzuki, my Yamaha.
And that's the mobile one? That's the little mobile one? for the trailer hitch?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yeah, they'll fit right into the receiver hitch.
You're on Twitter. Tell me which one you got. Tweet me which one you got, and I'll look it up.
I'm not on Twitter.
That's right. You're calling from a flip phone, aren't you?
I've got an iPhone 27. Thank you.
Troy's still on the party line. Pretty soon, his neighbor's gonna pick up and be like, "Troy, I need to use the phone. Hang up."
Whatever.
What's it called?
No,
Troy?
It's called a Warn. WARN. Warn Winch.
Warn Winch. I saw that earlier when I was Googling them. I appreciate you, Troy. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I'm going to get on long now.
I hate you.
Thanks,
so
Troy.
Much.
Appreciate it.
You know what's crazy is I knew it was called a come along because literally somebody said get a come along and I was like, oh, what is that? So I Googled it. I knew it. And then something in my stupid ass head called it a get along and that was it.
It's called a come along.
Come along.
I hate you for that one. Usually I forgive you for those, but you're going to start a war with that if
just
you don't.
Just use the come along.
You're going to start a war with that one. I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to warn you now.
Jeez. That's going to be played throughout the entire show.
Just be ready.
I am going to be ready.
Okay.
All right.
Just be careful, too, when you get that Warren Wench
that what?
Stopover.
Yeah, right.
There's all kinds of jokes in there.
Oh, that's funny.
I was going to say, I saw that tweet going on with you, and then I see you tweeting hints about the fact that you're going to do a little television.
I'm excited about this, man. Starting this Sunday at 11:30 on Channel 2 KPRC, there's a new show called Houston Sports Show that is starting, and I will have my own segment on it, and that'll be a weekly thing. So,
very cool.
Yeah, my segment is called BS, Barry on Sports, and we're going to do all kinds of cool stuff. What I did this weekend was I was out at the Fertitta Center doing kind of a man on the street interviewing U of H basketball fans.
Cool.
Wanting to see how many of these bandwagon fans really know their U of H basketball history. I will tell you the results were not good.
Really? Well, that kind of lends itself to when we had Kelvin on, and he said his guys don't even remember, like, Phi Slamma Jamma.
No, because I would ask, like, are you a big Cougar fan? Oh, yeah, one of the biggest Cougar fans. I love at U of H basketball. I'm like, you've been a fan all your life? Oh, yeah, yeah. What's their record? Yeah, so it was like, that was just the tipping off point, but it was a lot of fun. I don't know if that's going to air this first show because we're also going to do a lot of, kind of weekend update style stuff. I've got some great comics in the city. Radu is going to help write for it.
Good.
Sun Tran, Victor Tran, Canise, and, Chris Rogers are all going to help me write this. And I think it's going to be really funny, really entertaining. It's going to be kind of weekend update style, but sports headlines and sports jokes. Cool. We'll have some sketches. We'll have all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be really cool. I'm excited about it.
We'll have to retweet the segments after they air too.
Yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, like they'll do some kind of publicity, you know, online so I can kind of tweet it out.
Yeah, they should give you a link anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be cool. I'm excited about that. But that starts this Sunday, March 3rd, 11:30 p.m. on KPRC.
Cool.
Check
deal,
it
man.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
And then awesome. I noticed while you were there, you were doing some gardening.
That's with my come of long.
No. Well, I mean, didn't you also tweet a picture of...
I hate you for...
It's
called
that
a come of long. I hate him so much.
I saw the picture that you tweeted
of
your gardening while you were at the Fertitta Center.
What's up with your alma mater?
Yeah, Nick.
as my family would call it.
Martyr?
Yeah, my alma mater. No, that's not how it's pronounced, Mom. There was a bed, like a flower bed looking thing in front of the Fertitta Center.
Yeah.
With a used tampon in it.
Ooh.
And the applicator.
Yes.
And Radu and I were standing there waiting to start shooting. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Why? Somebody took the red out a little too serious. Like, you were just supposed to wear red. That was not. That was too far.
I went there. I've never seen anything like that.
Look at the picture. At Barry's Funny on Twitter. It was right there.
Yeah, I saw it.
You can't miss it. The little pink applicator's in the shot, too. That was nasty. That was disgusting.
Way to represent the H.
Yeah, whoever did that. I just want the story behind that. Like, what is it? Is it like, would you hurry up, woman? Like, you got to have to make a choice. I'm not going to be late.
And they don't
I'll just put it on in the car. How does that work?
Like, construction's over, so there's no porta-potties out there anymore from when they were still finishing touches on the football stadium and the basketball practice field and then the Fertitta Center. So, yeah, it's... I don't understand that one, but I saw it and I was like, what the? And I had to look twice going, is that? Oh, man. So I was waiting to hear that one.
Yeah, the place was nice. The fans were awesome. They showed out. I come to find out It was sold out, apparently.
Oh, that lately, since the Fertitta Center opened, yeah. It has been very, very difficult to get a ticket. They all have been selling it, which is great.
So we were interviewing people, and then at one point, Remy, our producer, and Jerome was there, too. And because Jerome Solomon's the guy that's kind of the executive producer and the main host of the show, and was kind enough to include me in it. And so they were there helping do the filming and stuff. And then they found this scalper, and they were like, oh, this dude's scalping tickets. We should interview him. So I walked up. I was like, hey, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm a professor. So this adjunct professor was out there scalping tickets to the game. I was like, are you scalping tickets? He goes, I have one. I was like, this is a sting. Get on the ground. You're under arrest. And his face, when I did that, he freaked out.
Oh, I bet he did.
Split second. He was like, oh, my God, is this real? I was like, I'm just kidding. How much is that ticket?
Wow.
Like, $30. We can do it on StubHub. I was like, too rich for my blood. But yeah, we had a good time. It was an interesting mix of folks out there.
That's cool. We'll look forward to catching that the first episode is coming up this weekend.
Yeah. March 3rd, 11:30 PM.
There you go.
Check it out right after Sports Sunday.
Yeah, definitely have to check it out. The other thing you gotta check out is the fact that if you do want any video footage of us and you want to check us out on the live stream, it's brought to you by Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks sponsoring our live feed. So in case you are unaware, Texas Independence Day coming up, get to Twin Peaks. It's Texas mules made with Texas whiskey, Fever Tree ginger beer, lemon juice, simple syrup, and mint. They are going to be delicious. And also those 29 degree beers. Eats, drinks, scenic views. It's Twin Peaks.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And Paul's going to dribble it out. What a win for the Houston Rockets with no James Harden. They beat Golden State again. Certainly one of the best wins of the season for the Rockets, a big road win led by a brilliant performance from Chris Paul. And Houston gets the victory, second victory this season here at Oracle Arena.
I watch a lot of basketball. You know what I mean? Shout out to my wife and my kids for letting me. But, you know, that's a talented team over there. So you can't, like, playing hard isn't enough against them. You got to play smart. You know, and that's what I just kept telling the guys. Keep playing smart. Keep playing smart. And that's what we did.
That was Chris Paul, and before that, Mike Breen in the national ABC telecast of the Saturday night special, which was the Rockets, which a lot of people, I think, soured on the broadcast and went, man, there's got to be something else to do because James Harden isn't going to play. And then, oh, by the way, take the price tag out of the mix. Chris Paul is still one hell of a player.
Yeah.
And when he decided to run the show all night long, you saw just a little glimpse of how good this team can be if... And you were the first, and we talked about this. If that streak ends and they can get back to playing the way they played all of last year, they have enough pieces now to do a lot of good.
Well, I mentioned it when we first, after the All-Star break, at the beginning of that Lakers game, even though the game didn't end up like you wanted because of lapses in defense and turnovers and missed shots and whatnot, the first part of that game, you got to see what the Rockets look like when James Harden runs the high pick and roll with Capella, when Chris Paul is able to distribute and be a part of the offense more so than normal, but with a full complement of weapons when James is not on the floor. You got to see what this Rockets team is capable of from a depth side of the equation as well, because you had Fareed on the floor at the same time with Nene, and you had like Capella out there, and he had help, and it's going to be an interesting end of the season, I think, and one that the Rockets fans should be excited about.
Yeah, it's the same reason why I did the video and wrote the articles on SportsMap to say, look, if all they need to do now is in the final 25 games of the season before the Laker game and before that last push started after All-Star break is get back to the offense the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Because don't give Daryl Morey all this credit now. A lot of it was luck, but boy, oh boy, you lucked into some good players. I don't know what's going on with Austin Rivers' shot right now, but he still stepped up and was good when you first needed him to. But Kenneth Faried, if anybody would have said, this guy's going to come in and average almost the exact same numbers as Clint Capella while he's out, and then while he's when Capella's back, he's still going to keep doing it, and you can play them together, I'm like, I'm in.
Now, if I were to ask you guys, do you think that the Rockets would be able to beat the Warriors without James Harden on the road, what would your answer be?
I already did it. I said to Lisa, she goes, they got a shot, and I go, here's the deal. Absolutely not. However, for some strange reason, this has happened numerous times this year, not only to the Rockets, but to other teams. If you look at what the streak, from a gambling perspective, if you look at what happens in the NBA when the best player is out for another team, and we saw this on the national games this year on ABC, one of the best players sits out, and yet the rest of their players step up. And everybody was asking me Sunday, what happened? Well, I'll tell you. We talk about it all the time. While the streak's going on, James dribbles the ball so much that the other four guys just stand around. They get disinterested in the offensive end, so they don't play as much defense. All four guys all night long knew, I'm going to get my number called. I'm going to get my touches. I'm going to get my shots. And I'm really going to be an integral part tonight because we have to move the ball, and we need more than just Chris Paul. And they were fired up. They were excited. It showed. They made shots. They played defense. And they won a big game.
Well, and part of that, too, don't sleep on the fact that they didn't get out-rebounded in this game.
Mm-hmm.
They had less turnovers than the Warriors. I mean, there was a lot that they did right. And, you know, maybe some of that is because James will turn the ball over now.
Oh, yeah.
So it might cost you a few points here and there.
And I think that was a big thing because especially in the first quarter, I think they didn't even score until 4 or 5 minutes into the first quarter. I'm talking about the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because the Rockets were able to get them to turn the ball over. They turned the ball over quite a bit. They're not a team known to turn the ball over. But if you look back at the last two games, going back to the Kings, I think they had like 15 turnovers in that game. They had 18 turnovers in this game. So that's big. I think what happens is if you are responsible for forcing them to cause all these turnovers and then you actually take advantage of it like they did in that first quarter with that 15-0 run, I think that's just a huge confidence booster, and I think that really helped throughout the whole game.
Now, let me ask you this. You look at the box score and you see that, I mean, they hit the boards hard. It was Faried, Tucker, and Capella all in the starting lineup. Do you like that? When James comes back, would you like to see Gordon go back to the bench and be your first man off?
Sure would.
And because we all know Paul takes a breather first because he's the oldest or whatever. I don't know. Maybe that's not true.
And they're still leery of the injury.
Yeah, but I mean, it wouldn't be such a bad thing for your starting five of the Houston Rockets to be Faried, Tucker, Capella, Paul, and Harden with EG, your first option off the bench. Austin Rivers can spell, you know, Chris Paul or if you want to do, or Harden if he needs to do that. You got Nene that can
Shumpert
give
when
you
he's
some,
healthy. Yeah. He's a guy they're going to rely on the wing. And look, I don't care
I like
what
that starting
the beef
lineup,
is with
man.
Daniel House. I don't know that you need any more buyouts. Just go get Daniel House's deal rectified for the rest of this season because he gives you another guy that very athletic and good defensively. And then whatever he gives you offensively is a bonus. It's like when Faried's making threes and you're like, oh, God, that's just icing on the cake. But going back to when they used to start in Bamute, because there is so much offense associated with a starting lineup that gives you Harden and Paul in the backcourt, just get guys that can get stops and rebounds and they can run up and down the floor and finish on the break. Faried is perfect for that as it is. And just a great attitude. But when you've got Capella and Faried, and the minute that the possession changes in the backcourt and they're gone, boy, their bigs are just gas.
I still want one more wing player
in the buyout
market.
I
still
agree with
want
that.
A small forward, power forward hybrid that can, you know, do a little bit of both. Like, I want another P.J. Tucker. A poor man's P.J. Tucker would do me just fine. He could body up a big man down low if he needs to on the switch, but he can get out and play some perimeter defense, knock down a three every now and then, rebound. To me, if they add one more, like I said, even a poor man's P.J. Tucker to the mix, they're gonna be set.
And perhaps they're seeing that now. I mean, that's kind of the weird advantage that you have when your star player is out. You can kind of play with lineups, and then you can kind of see what, you know, maybe you can see a hole that you need to fill.
That's a good point.
From a different perspective. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do in terms of additions. But the fact that they're able to get this against a Warriors team, huge win.
And you confirmed this, though. The streak is still alive.
Yes, I did. I actually was in touch with my friends at the NBA last week and before the break when we were talking about if he was going to take that Minnesota game off. And I said either via suspension or sitting out because of injury. Does the streak end when he doesn't play? And they said, absolutely not. Those games just go away, and the next game that he plays in will be the next game that counts. So that's good news if you're a streak follower, but more so than anything else.
And most of you are.
Yeah, I think the best news is the way they played Saturday night shows you they're fully capable. And here's the other thing. They've handled Golden State all year.
They have. You heard the soundbite coming in. That's, what, two in a row now on the road. I think they've won three games against the Warriors.
They've won three games against the Warriors already. And here's the other thing. If you're Golden State, for all of it being sunshine and rainbows and Boogie Cousins fitting right in, boy, if you run switches and you run high pick and roll and force him to get a mismatch on the perimeter, they exploited the hell out of Boogie Cousins. And Golden State's going to have a problem in the playoffs because now, just like we said, how do you defend James? Now the blueprint's out there for how do you give the Warriors trouble. Well, it's going to be hard to stop four guys that are scoring on one end, but you sure can expose them defensively if you make Boogie Cousins guard on the perimeter.
No doubt. I know we got to get the break, but I one thing that had me laughing was, did you see when Draymond Green got hurt?
Yes.
And funny. Steve Kerr didn't even notice it right away. He was too busy watching the play. People were like, Steve Kerr doesn't give a bleep about Draymond Green. Like, this dude is going down, writhing in agony and pain, and Steve Kerr is just watching the play. And then when the whistle blows, he looks down like, oh, my God, I didn't even see you here hurt, buddy. Sorry about that.
Two assistant coaches all tending to him. And Steve Kerr's just staring out into this court, like, and he looks down and goes, oh, Draymond's still down there.
That was awesome.
But here's the other thing. If you turn your ankle and you make it seem like it's that bad, don't kind of half jog, walk off the court. It ain't that serious.
Limp.
Yeah, so, all right, we've got 1 hour in the books. That means we still got 2 hours to go in the big show. If you got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, and join us, HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text. Hit us on Twitter. Back with hour number two. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.